up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
And greetings once again, back for another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Glad you're tuned in. Ah, there's records to be played. My mission is, of course, to play them. It's a tough job, but somebody's got to do it. If you remember last week, I was going on and on and on about how I had this stack of records that I was carrying, and I had set them aside somewhere, and I couldn't find them, and I wanted to play them on last week's show, and I'm like, I can't figure out why I set those records down, because I was interrupted carrying them. And none of the places I thought I had sat him down to do something else were where they thought, you know, were not there, you know what I mean? And it turns out that I never actually carried them anywhere. They were exactly where I found them, just sitting there. So it must have been a different stack of records I was carrying when somebody said, hey, help me with this. And I said, let me set these records down. And that wasn't those, and I don't know what those were, but I did find these, which means the stack of records I had from storage from last week that I wanted to play and didn't, now we're going to hear them. And a lot of these, I'm sure, have never been on the show before. I don't think these records have been out of those boxes in probably 20 years. At least. We'll see. So, we got work to do here on the show this week. So, turn it up, get your dancing shoes on, whatever the case might be. Let's start with the EZ Tones. That's spelled E-Z. The EZ Tones. And why not start with the Turn It Up Polka?
Turn it up, turn it up. Just a little louder. Turn it up, turn it up. It makes me wanna holler. Turn it up, turn it up. No one could be prouder when they sing my favorite song and play a little louder.
They have the Easy Tones there, and Turn It Up, which I have a tendency to do anyway. They're from Michigan City, Indiana. What is Michigan City doing in Indiana instead of being in Indiana or in Michigan? I don't know. It's very confusing. Anyway, that's the Easy Tones. Probably the first time they've been on the show. I Don't want to look it up, so we'll just pretend. Now, Hank Holler and the orchestra have been on the show many times. Now, this record says it's Hank Holler, German orchestra, and this is the Yupidy Polka. There you have it there, Hank Holler's German Orchestra and the Yupidy Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Well, we did get some rain here in northern Minnesota since we were all together here on the radio. According to my trusty rain gauge, which is a big new and exciting investment in precision weather instrumentation. In other words, it was like $5. It's a tube with lines on it, and it's stuck on the fence in the side yard. So high tech, 0.7 inch since we all met last week. That's pretty good because it has not really rained around here much like in the last several months. We're in drought conditions here and forest fires going up north. But the fires are slowing down a little bit. Last I heard, they're not getting any bigger. So that's encouraging. And I see we have some rain in the forecast coming up. So that's the weather report here from northern Minnesota. I'm sure that you're all very concerned about that. It makes me feel good to do the weather. It's just, it's a weird thing, man. Man, I tell you, speaking of things, I had on my other radio show this morning, I played a Fez Fritchie record. I believe it was The Old Barn, Old Village Barn, I believe was the name of the tune, and I announced it as a polka and just let it go at that, knowing darn well as I sat there listening to it in my headphones that it was a schottische, but it didn't say schottische on the record, but I mean, it was obvious. And darned if somebody didn't call, you know, that's a schottische, not a polka. I'm like, yeah, well, it's for lazy polka dancers. I don't know, but why am I even telling you that? If I don't tell you about these mistakes, you'll think I'm perfect, right? Lawrence Welk, responsible for bringing polka music into a lot of homes on his TV show over many, many, many years. And he made a lot of records, and we hardly ever play one. Here's a nice vintage Lawrence Welk tune called the Slap Your Hip Polka, and singing is by the Sparklers. What a great name for a vocal group. So Lawrence Welk and his champagne music. A wonderful, and now it's the Slap Your Hip Polka. A one and a two. Thank you.
The girlies get a thrill. They gaily trip to the slap your hip polka. The gang at Calumet and the Newport upper set all hop and skip to the slap your hip polka. In crowded automats or the hall of diplomats, they sway and dip to the slap your hip polka. If you draw a queen, a jack, or just a joker, then whip into the slap your hip polka. Everybody dance, here's your chance for romance. Around the hall you glide, your sweetheart by your side. Retreat and then advance. Now the lights grow dim, snuggle up close to him. He'll try to steal a kiss, but my advice is this: just tell that blade to promenade polka home with him. Down narrow country lanes, aeroplanes and Pullman trains, they gaily trip to the slap your hip polka. In Cuba and Brazil, all the Latins get a thrill. They sway and dip to the slap your hip polka. From the penthouse to the farm, they all heed the call to arms. They hop and skip to the slap your hip polka. The white of every egg and every oka, all whip into the slap your hip polka.
There you go. Lawrence Welk and his champagne music there. The Sparklers doing the singing. That's the Slap Your Hip Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, where I would be remiss if I did not remind you about all the fun and excitement and interesting stuff that awaits you at the World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin. Like, they got a lot of accordions on display, like 1,400 of them. Yikes! That's a lot. They have the Accordion Repair and Technician School. They have the Concert Hall. They have a lot of historical research material. Like, maybe you want to do a term paper or a report for fifth grade or something on accordions or polka music or old-time music or music from your heritage or whatever. Kids, I know you're listening. You can find out a lot of stuff at the World of Accordions Museum. They're on Belknap Street in Superior, Wisconsin. Check them out. They're online. worldofaccordions.org is where you can find them. And they have a lot of information on the website. Jam full of stuff. You might want to put an hour or two aside just to read stuff on the website. Make a pot of coffee for that. Maybe some fresh cookies and sit down and check it out. worldofaccordions.org. Okay? Okay. Eddie Blazoncik's Versatones have obviously been on the show before. How could they not? But this album came out of the storage pile that I couldn't find last week that I found. And I do not believe that we have ever played the I Wanna Wanna Polka. So here we go.
In arms, how I need them so. Hold me, baby, closely, baby. Don't let me go. Oh, oh. I wanna, 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 wanna some of your love. I gotta, gotta, gotta give some of your love. You're the only one that I'm thinking of. So I wanna him, I gotta give some of your love. We'll be right back.
Eddie Blazonczyk's Versatones and I Wanna Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. You ready for Chuck Thiel and his Jolly Ramblers? Sure you are. Here's the Dance Hall Polka. There you go, Chuck Thiel and his Jolly Ramblers here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. As soon as I said Jolly Ramblers, I thought of automobiles. Remember the Rambler? It's a perfectly fine automobile. Remember that? Live a little. Drive a Rambler. I remember that slogan from an old TV commercial. Oh, man! What the heck are we doing here today anyway? When I found this bunch of records that were in storage here a couple of weeks ago that I finally found, there were a couple of Don Peachy albums in there that I had long since forgot about. And so I'm going to play a song off one of them. Because it's like, you know, if you lose stuff, that's kind of neat as you get older and you accumulate a lot of stuff. Like some people might do. Certainly not me. You forget about stuff, and then you find stuff, and it's almost like having new stuff when it's really just your old stuff. It saves you a lot of money. A song written by Bernie Roberts, actually. Here's Don Peachy and the gang. And here we come. Here we are. Polka.
Up a storm as long as we are here. Perhaps you'd rather tap your feet and keep a smile to bring good cheer.
Here we come, here we are, we just love to play. One or two, just for you, bring happiness your way.
Don Peachy Band here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Got to remember to remind me to remind you that you can get in touch with us if you would like to make a request or a dedication, or you have a question or a comment, or you just whatever. I don't care. We'll even accept your spam. We're not real picky here. I don't mean send us a canned meat. I mean spam, like, you know, bad advertising. Jeez. You can, leave a voice message or a text at area code 218-259-2985. Now for you, those of you who are scurrying to find a pencil, that was 218-259-2985. Or you could send an email to oompahour@aol.com. Or you can dig into the world of Facebook. It's a scary world, but you can find us there. It's facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. So there you go. That is all I can tell you about how to communicate with us. Are you ready for another record? How about the Richie Yerkovich Band and the City Hall Polka?
Thank you.
All right, there you have Richie Yerkovich and the band and the City Hall Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. I was so worried that I was not going to get the next record ready by the time that record got done playing, because the next record, is it's like 50 years old, but it's brand new. It's never been played. And I know that because I had to take the wrapper off. And then the hole in the middle of the record wasn't big enough to go over the spindle on the turntable. I'm like, come on, get on there. And I didn't want to wind up busting the record. But I did it, by golly. And we're all familiar, of course, with Whoopi John. But are you familiar with Whoopi Norm Edelbeck and his Wisconsin Dutchman? That is the question of the day. If you're not, you will be. And this is even a Whoopi John tune. So if you're ready, here's Whoopi Norm Edelbeck and the Wisconsin Dutchman. Dig that crazy oompa, man. There you have it there, digging that crazy oompa man, Whoopi Norm Edelbeck and his Wisconsin Dutchman. And this is Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Believe it or not, this happens every week. Right here, the same place. Same dial, same computer, same web, whatever. Where there's so many ways you can listen to stuff these days. Yikes! How about we do Frank Novak along with Cleveland's Polka All-Stars. All right, there's only two L's in All-Stars. Jeez, I write these down as I'm playing them because you never know when you have to look something up. And I'm like, there are not three L's in all. I must have been stuttering or something. I don't know. Here's the Hot Pants Polka.
Thank you.
All right, there you have the Hot Pants Polka. Frank Novak of Cleveland's Polka All-Stars here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Now in this pile of records that I was toting around last week, there are several records by the Checklights in there. That's CZ, of course, Checklights, L-I-T-E-S, for those of you that want to look it up or something. There were several records in there, and I'm like, wow, I don't remember having any records by the Checklights up in the studio. What am I going to play? Because there's like 50 songs here. And I was going to play something all unique and interesting. I even thought perhaps that this week's waltz could come from the Checklights. And I decided that, I don't know what I decided. I decided to play a song that everybody knows that's nothing. I mean, it's a version by the Checklights. It's never been on the show because I never had any of their records in the studio before. But I feel like I'm letting you down if I play a song everybody knows. But it's too late now because it's already on the turntable. So you might as well just sing with because I know you know it. There you have the Checklights. There you are, my sunshine. And I told you it was one everybody knew. You were probably singing along with there, huh? I was trying to figure out where they're from here. I'm looking. I got two different places. They're all in Minnesota, though. I got Montgomery, Minnesota, and Kilkenny, Minnesota. So there you go. We're going to have more from the Checklights like next week and the next week and the next week because there's just a whole bunch of records. And they've never been in the studio, and that's why, because they were all in that box, darn it. So, yeah, good thing I plan on doing this show for like another 10 years. I'll get all these records in eventually. Now, this record says right on the record, before Women's Lib, there was the Swiss Girls. That's what it says. Featuring Rodney Risto and the Swiss Girls. Swiss Girls Polka Show number 4 with Rod and his concertina. Recorded at Cherrywood Studios in Cedar Falls, Iowa. And the Swiss Girls Polka Show, the address is Cochrane, Wisconsin. So there you go. And again, I couldn't decide what song to play. Sometimes I wish the previous song was longer, so I had more time to decide what I wanted to play. I could rule out Buttons and Bellows right away because it's got a big scratch in it. I don't think it'll play. And I'm not in the mood for a schottische this week. I'm sorry. So I wound up selecting the Beer Barrel Polka just because, again, everybody knows it. And, man, I haven't seen this album in years. Here's Rod and his concertina with the Swiss Girls. And, yeah, it's the Beer Barrel Polka. There you go, Rodney Resto and the Swiss Girls there with the Beer Barrel Polka. And this is Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. I'm just jamming the songs in here this week. The last few weeks, I've been able to get in a couple of more songs than I usually could fit. I don't know if I'm picking shorter songs or if I'm just not blabbing so much. But whatever it is, it seems to be working out. So there you go. Now I grab this. You know, earlier we had Norm Edelbeck in the Wisconsin Dutchman. Now I have Carl in the Country Dutchman. Just seems like there should be a rumble between all the Dutchman groups, doesn't it? I don't know. And I thought, well, maybe I'll play a waltz off this record. And then I saw it had the Laughing Polka on it. And I do not remember hearing the Laughing Polka by Carl and the Country Dutchman. I'm sure I have. It's just been a long, long time. And I'm like, there's no way I cannot play it. So whatever the next record is going to be, whatever band it is, it's going to be a waltz. So, but first, because you're going to need a waltz to simmer down and relax after the Laughing Polka.
Oh, when I was a little lad many years ago, I was the very sporty folks, and yet I was the slow. My mammy called me Pappy, and my pappy called me Foo. I laughed at every little thing that was against the rule. Ha ha ha! was a squaw, the homiest relation. We called him Leonard Joe. But when it came to loving, oh, I tell you, she was there. She measured 49 in the head and 50 in the rear.
We never promised to be politically correct here on the Oompa Hour, because they wouldn't be edgy then. Carl and the Country Dutchman here on Tim's Oompa Hour. And now I promised you a waltz, and I told you, whatever band was next, you know, because usually on the A side's a polka, the B side's a waltz, whatever. I promised you we would have a waltz next. So waltzers, if you're ready, and I'm sure you are, is Little Richard and his polka all-stars. Yeah, move the coffee table out of the way. Time to dance. Ladies, you're going to have to talk the guys into it, because that's the way this works most of the time. Here's Lil Richard and his polka all-stars. This is the Polka Cruise Waltz.
Such a lovely night. The stars, the moon, the summer breeze will make tonight so right. We're cruising on Lake Michigan, the shoreline's all aglow. The lighted towers reaching high, our home down Chicago. As happy as can be, with loads of cheer and ice cold beer, we're singing merrily. Let's have a toast, just you and I, this night of nights with you. The two of us together will make my dreams come true. Thank you.
There you go, a little Richard and his Polka All-Stars. The Polka Cruise Waltz. Dancers, you may sit down now. Got to get a waltz in here every show, you know. We have the new Jolly Swiss Boys coming up in a minute.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All righty, let's get back to work here on the old Oompa Hour. Hey, probably a couple of songs yet to get in here. Maybe we can do better than that. We'll see what happens here. It's the new Jolly Swiss Boys. I looked it up. This record's from 1986. They're probably not all that new anymore. This is the Dizzy Chat Polka. Right, there you go, the new Jolly Swiss Boys. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldies show. Let's do one from Steve Wolchek and his Polka Kings, shall we? This is the Jim Dandy Polka. We'll be right back. There you have it there. That is Steve Wolczek and his Polka Kings, Baby Doll Polka, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. No, that's not the Baby Doll Polka. That's what I'm going to play. That was the Jim Dandy Polka. Man, my brain is skipping here. That's because I just finished getting the next record ready to roll. So let's do it. And I think that'll put the lid on it for another week. You ready for this? Neil Hefti in the orchestra. Probably best known for doing television theme songs and probably best known for doing the Batman theme song. If you look at if you watch the 1966 Batman TV show and you see the theme song plays, you know, na 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 Batman. At the end, it's theme song by Neil Hefti and his orchestra. So apparently they're very versatile because here they are doing the Baby Doll Polka. Did not sound anything like the Batman theme song. Neil Hefti and the orchestra and the Baby Doll Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. And son of a gun, I look at the old clock on the wall, and it says it's time to shut up and turn off the record players and go home. So that's what I'm going to do. And for the rest of you, don't be sad about it, because I still got all these records I dug out.
Getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on the weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, producer at the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota, brought to you by the World of Accordions Museum and the International Polka Association. Back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.